From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is set to hear oral arguments Tuesday in the legal battle over President Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to people from seven Muslim-majority nations. Speaking to the National Sheriff's Association at the White House Tuesday, President Trump told reporters why he believes the legal challenges to the ban should not be extended to the high court.
It's common sense. You know, some things are law, and I'm all in favor of that. And some things are common sense. This is common sense.
The Justice Department filed a brief defending the ban as a lawful exercise of the president's authority over the entry of aliens into the United States and the admission of refugees. It calls a federal judge's order suspending the ban an error and vastly overboard. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber waged an attack near the Supreme Court building in the capital, Kabul, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens more. Most of the victims are said to be court employees. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest as the story continues to develop. The United Nations says the so-called Islamic State terror group has not been able to withstand military pressure in several conflict zones at once and is on the defensive. In its biannual report on the state of the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, the UN says recruitment of foreign terror fighters to the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria has slowed considerably. But the report states the Islamic State still appears to have sufficient funds to continue fighting, with the threat to the aviation sector remaining high, citing recent attacks on airports in Belgium and Turkey. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking Senate vote today to confirm President Trump's Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
The vote marks the first time in American history that a Vice President has been needed to get a cabinet pick approved. Democrats argued for hours against DeVos, a leading proponent of forcing public schools to compete with private ones for resources by allowing families to use public funding vouchers to send their children to the school of their choice. The UN Refugee Agency is warning conditions in camps for Burundian refugees and countries of asylum are deteriorating as people continue to flee political instability and abuse in Burundi. Lisa Schlein has our story from Geneva.
Peace talks between the government and opposition are stalled, though Burundi has largely fallen off the media radar. UNHCR spokesman Leo Dobbs tells VOA the crisis gripping the country remains acute.
So the situation is still quite grave, and hundreds of people are still leaving. There's still a flow, hundreds of people a week.
As more Burundians flee into neighboring countries, the UNHCR says the pressure for land there is rising. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Jovenel Moïse was sworn in as the president of Haiti earlier Tuesday following an extended and complicated two-year election cycle. Moïse, whom former Haitian President Michel Martelly handpicked as his Baldheads party candidate, won by nearly 56% of the votes cast in the November election. The Haitian businessman faces lingering accusations, though, of money laundering. The United States, France, and Venezuela were among the countries who sent delegations to attend the inauguration. The U.S. trade deficit improved slightly in December, but the deficit for the whole year was still the worst since 2012. During his presidential campaign, President Trump blamed bad trade deals for the millions of jobs lost in U.S. manufacturing. Next week, the head of the U.S. Central Bank will give an updated assessment of the economy to key committees of the U.S. Congress. And the Palestinian Authority calling for the international community to punish Israel for a new law that legalizes thousands of Jewish homes built on Palestinian-owned land in the West Bank. Under the law passed by the Israeli parliament, about 100 settlement outposts that were built without government approval are now legal under Israeli law. For additional news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.